You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This special essay was originally aired on June 6, 1997.
This April marked the 15th anniversary of The Nature of Things on the WRVO stations. That amounts to over 700 programs, with only a small percentage of repeats. During those years, I've tried to maintain a balance of subject matter, concentrating on plants, animals, and their varied interrelationships. Occasionally, I've added a dash of eco-political commentary, or even some halting attempts at punditry. During an early period, when I had a better handle on the management of my time, I was able to do a lot of interviews, with only half of the programs being scripted essays. Many of the early essays were more or less ad lib. Some of those early walks in the woods were just that, walks in which I paused periodically to share with you what I had just witnessed. The presentation was uneven, but the response was very positive, and my mentors at WRVO told me not to worry about the glitches. That was in keeping with my image to my listeners. Soon after the 10th anniversary of the program, I seriously considered giving it up. I was getting up early so that I could get the script done and make appointments or get to my varied places of work at a decent time. Toward the end of the day, usually about a half hour before deadline, I sat down someplace and put the thing on tape, reading from a by now cold longhand script. Usually, the results were passable, but at times they were terrible. Still, I sent them to WRVO and they aired them, glitches and all. I had just about decided to turn in my tape recorder when I tuned in to an Ask the Manager program in which there were several positive comments about the spot, including one in which the caller told Bill Shigley that The Nature of Things was one of the best things on local radio in his view. A real piece of Americana, I think he said. I knew that statement was an exaggeration, but it confirmed for me what Dave Welch, who was then producing the program, told me. People don't expect you to be perfect. That makes you more human and real to them. So I continued, and with advancing years, the neuromotor linkages between the written page and the spoken word have deteriorated. I make even more mistakes, even though I'm reading from a computer printout. A few months back, we made arrangements for me to record all of the programs at the radio station, where Nick or Jeff or Matt or whoever records it can help me do away with the mistakes. This has removed a tremendous amount of anxiety and has allowed me time to check out scientific nomenclature, life history facts, and other things that used to be on call in my brain. I offer all this not just because of the 15th anniversary, but also in response to a recent Ask the Manager program. Those who heard it know that the first caller passed along some very complimentary thoughts about WRVO programming, except, as he said, for John Weeks and The Nature of Things. That poor man, he avowed, can't even pronounce his own scripts. Definitely not a fan, but I didn't take umbrage. I half-heartedly agreed with him. My resolve to continue was momentarily weakened. Maybe it was time to quit. What followed those comments, however, was like a resurrection message for me, and I hasten now to thank all of you folk for your kind words, some of them admittedly a bit flowery. I also want to thank the man who made the negative comment. Sir, you've put all of our feet to the fire because nobody who is involved in the production of The Nature of Things wants you to have to turn it off. We got to make it better. But I hasten to add, in the words of a famous cartoon spinach eater of the past, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. If you listen to The Nature of Things, you're going to have to accept what I am. I'm no radio voice, and I never will be an Oxfordian enunciator. I'm not even going to try. I have knowledge and insights I want to share with you, just talking. Since I graduated from Cornell in 1949, ecology and respect for the sanctity and sanity of God's world have been a religious passion. Christians, you know, are called to witness. You can be sure, however, that when the call to the manager are all about the man who can't pronounce his own script, I'll gracefully pass the mantle on to some young Turk who has his or her own ideas and passion. Preserving the earth that feeds and houses us isn't just a political choice. The earth is the only life support system we have. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.